Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we'll talk with high school baseball hat collector Dan Hardy Hill, also known as Hardy the Hat Guy. We'll talk the Indiana Cutters and recap a busy week around the state of Indiana. We will have our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update, and we'll preview this week's schedules around the state of Indiana. So let's talk sports. We'll start with the Indiana Cutters semi-pro football team beating the Quad City Titans 43-0 in the Battleground Football League regular season opener Saturday night at Danville High School. The Cutters led 22-0, and they scored in a variety of ways. Rushing touchdowns from Lazarus Bolton, Blair Borough, and Cam Robinson, a 30-yard touchdown pass from Sidney Moore to Juwan King, a 42-yard interception return by Cantrell Harris, and a 31-yard fumble return for a touchdown by Isaiah Moore. Marquise Feldman also hit a 25-yard field goal. The Cutters are 1-0 on the year, and they hit the road this Saturday against the Fort Wayne Wolverines, 4 o'clock at Havenhurst Park in New Haven, Indiana. Bloomington native Terry Stotts is out as Portland Trail Blazers head coach. Stotts was 517 and 486 in 13 years as an NBA coach. He coached Atlanta from 2002 to 2004, Milwaukee 2005 to 2007, and has been with Portland since 2012. He has made 10 trips to the NBA playoffs, 23-44 record, made the 2019 Western Conference Finals, where they were swept by the Golden State Warriors. Stotts graduated from Bloomington North in 1976 and was an Indiana All-Star. He played at the University of Oklahoma from 1976 to 1980, and was inducted into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame in 2014. The Indiana Fever are 1-9 on the season, lost out west this week 88-73 at Seattle and 98-63 at Los Angeles. This week, they are at Chicago Wednesday, 8 o'clock on CBS Sports Network, and they return home on Saturday to face Chicago 1 p.m. at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. The Indianapolis Indians are 15-14 on the year. They beat Columbus Tuesday 5-3. Their game Wednesday was postponed due to weather. Lost 3-2 on Thursday. Won a doubleheader 10-3 and 5-2 Friday. Won Saturday 3-2 and lost Sunday 4-1. The Indians are on the road this Tuesday through Sunday at Nashville. The Indy 11 are 3-2-1 with 10 points on the year. They tied OKC Energy FC 1-1 and lost to Memphis 901 FC 2-1 at Michael Carroll Stadium on the IUPUI campus. The 11 are back in action this Wednesday at El Paso Locomotive at 9 o'clock. High school sports time. Let's check the Big Boys Moving Company local high school scoreboard. Big Boys Moving serves you with an attitude of gratitude. Well, in high school baseball, Edgewood won the sectional, beat Sullivan 7-0 as Luke Hayden had 18 strikeouts and a no-hitter. He is going to IU next season. That sectional championship game was at Owen Valley. Edgewood fell Saturday afternoon to Northview 10-0 in the regional semifinal at Danville High School. The Mustangs end the year at 19-9. Bloomington South loses to Columbus North in the sectional championship game at Bloomington North. The Panthers finished 17-13. Boys golf, Bloomington North was to compete at the Shelbyville Invitational, but that was rained out. Edgewood beat Brown County 199-216, and Bloomington South was second in the Zionsville Invitational. In the girls' state track finals at Ben Davis High School in Indianapolis on Saturday, Indianapolis Cathedral won the state championship with 39 points. Edgewood was 22nd with 13 points as sisters Ann Alyssa and Kara Crane finished 2nd and 5th in the 3,200 meters. and Alyssa, the senior, had a time of 10:09:51. Clara, the sophomore, 10:52:63. Bloomington South was 35th with 8 points as Amaya Davis finished 2nd in the 400 meters with a time of 56:11. Bloomington North was 40th with 5 points as Hadley Lucas finished 5th in the discus throw. In the boys' state track finals at Ben Davis on Friday, Carmel won the state championship with 68 points. Bloomington North was tied for 12th with 15 points as the 4x400 meter relay team was 2nd with a time of 3:19:81. And the 4x800 meter relay team was 3rd with a time of 7:49:58. In the unified track and field state finals at Ben Davis Saturday afternoon, Valparaiso won the state championship with 126 points. Bloomington North was 5th with 101. And in girls tennis, Bloomington South freshman Bria O'Neill defeated junior Emily Gagnon of Evansville Modern Day 6-4, 3-6, 6-4. In the individual regional at Bedford North Lawrence, she lost in the championship to senior Emma Kaline of Providence 6-1, 6-1. O'Neill finishes 8-7 on the year and 3-1 in the state tournament. That is a look at our high school scoreboard brought to you by Big Boys Moving Company. When we come back, we will talk to high school baseball hat collector Dan Hardy Hill, also known as Hardy the Hat Guy. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jengison on the South Central Indiana News Network.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479 or online at bbmoving812.com.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Hi, this is head coach Eric Anderson of the Indiana Cutters semi-pro football team, and I listen to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jengison on the South Central Indiana News Network. It is time to welcome in my guest. He is high school baseball hat collector Dan Hardy Hill, known as Hardy the Hat Guy. Dan, thanks for taking the time. Really appreciate you joining me.
Well, I appreciate it. I could, like we talked about offline, I could talk baseball hats and high school baseball all day long. So we'll try to keep this under 5 hours.
Yeah, we'll definitely try to keep it under a half hour, that's for sure. The first question, obviously, is you go by so many different names. What do I call you?
Well, the one thing I like to say is, you know, you can call me whatever you want, but if I call you and want a hat, just call me back and we're good. You can call me whatever you want. But the Hardy is actually a middle name. The Hardy the Hat Guy was actually given to me or assigned, I guess you could say, by my wife, just jokingly one day, you know, this has been years ago, you know, with all the hats I had building up, she's like, "Hey, Hardy the Hat Guy." And, you know, that was probably followed by, you know, "Are you going to mow the yard today or not?" You know, something like that. But it kind of stuck. And Hardy itself is, you know, it's the name is kind of odd. It's definitely kind of unique. You know, when you think of Hardy, you know, I'm a 70s kid. I think of Hardy, the Hardy Boys or Oral and Hardy, you know, it's so it never was a cool name, but it's definitely unique. But it's also for my family anyway, it's important. I'm the 8th straight generation of Hardys in my family. So it's kind of important. And I tie that to the Hardy the Hat Guy name because, you know, the project, the Hardy the Hat Guys, these hat projects, they're, you know, they're kind of odd, you know, like me, a little bit unique, but unlike me, they're also kind of important. You know, it's, you know, me, you know, I'm no big deal, but some of these hat projects, I think they are a big deal. And that's kind of the response I'm getting, because it's part of a bigger goal, really, of celebrating amateur baseball across Indiana. The hats are just one part of it. If it has anything to do with high school baseball, you know, it started with the hat. I've been a hat collector years before Hardy the Hat Guy was, you know, came into the picture. As the high school project started, then it grew into something bigger. It kind of took on a life of its own. To me, what I get out of it are these people behind me. I always say that I travel a lot to pick up the hats because I want to get a hat and a handshake. You know, I could talk all day about the great people I've met along this project. I tell you, it's just been so much fun getting to talk about it and talk about Indiana high school baseball, the history of baseball in Indiana. And I'm telling you, Indiana is a basketball state for sure. Football, we're getting that reputation as well. But make no mistake about it, Indiana is a baseball state. If I can do my one little small part to help celebrate that, I'm all in.
So I know this is the question you get the most, is why the high school baseball hats?
Well, obviously I'm a baseball fan. Obviously I'm a hat collector. Then those go way back. But high school, it starts with why I'm such a fan of high school baseball. You know, put the hats aside for a second. I grew up in a very small town, you know, surrounded by cornfields. You know, growing up in the 70s, like everybody else, we had two channels. When the antenna and the rabbit ears were up and we had tinfoil on them, we could get two channels. I wasn't anywhere close to a Major League Baseball team because I was on the west side of Indiana, north of Terre Haute. So the only baseball really that I could follow was high school baseball. I have two older brothers. And, you know, my oldest brother, when he got to high school, I could tell you the stats of every player on that team. And I remember I would sit out there in left field up on the manual scoreboard, you know, where you had to put numbers up yourself. And I would watch, and I knew everything about every player. And, you know, if the coach put in this guy to pitch, I'm like, come on, coach, you can't do that. You know, he's not good in this situation. And I'm 10. So I followed high school baseball religiously almost forever. I coached, and I always put quotes around when I say I coached, because I was just kind of the adult on the field, and that's probably questionable too. But I coached youth leagues from, you know, little league up to like 13 to 15, you know, Babe Ruth age, 15U age, for about 20 years. And it was a lot of fun. You know, my kids now, they're all in high school, and I'll tell you about that here in a second too. But so I had to get out of coaching just for time restraints and everything like that. But I wanted to stay in the baseball scene. I'm a hat collector. I'm a big fan of high school baseball. Let's do this. So it started back in 2019. I basically finished this year with every high school in the state. What I was going to say about the high school, you see all these selfies behind me. I'm a 50-year-old man that's got way too many selfies on his cell phone. I joke with every coach that I go, I get a picture with either the coach or the athletic director. And before I get the selfie, I tell them I have four kids in high school right now. And because of this project, I've got more selfies on my phone than they do. It's not really something that a guy my age should brag about, but it's just part of the fun. To me, it's that picture that brings me back to all the memories I've made collecting all these hats, you know, since 2019.
So with over 300 schools in the state of Indiana, and you go travel to every school, how do you attack all this and this project?
Well, it's a lot of coordination. I can tell you that I've, you know, a lot of Google Maps. I joked one time online that the voice of Google Maps directing me around the state. I've had a few arguments with her over the years, but we ended up getting it done. A lot of emails. Originally, when I first started, making the connection was the hard part. Nobody knows me. You know, I'm not in the high school baseball scene, so I don't know a lot of the people. But it started to pick up steam, and I was talking to another media personality, Greg Rakestraw, actually, back in 2019. And he said, okay, if you want to make connections with people, you got to get on Twitter. So I got on Twitter. Hardy the Hat Guy was revealed. And from there, it blew up. And it took a mind of, you know, it took a life of its own. Like I said earlier, it helped in a couple ways. Number one, I'm not promoting myself. I'm no big deal. I'm not a business. I'm not a sponsorship or anything like that. But once I started posting the hats and talking about what I'm doing, because it's never been done. Matter of fact, I'm in all kinds of hat collector groups on Facebook and Twitter and everything like that. I don't know if it's been done anywhere ever. And that's not a, and it's a team effort, and I can go into that, but it's really a testament to the uniqueness of the project. It's really, it really, like I said, it took on a life of its own and really got a lot of engagement from across the state. And I'm looking forward to, I got approval from the IHSAA. Now I'm waiting for approval from Victory Field, and I'll have it at the state finals this year, the completed collection. But yes, a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls. I'm sure there are some coaches that are probably glad this project's over because I've bothered them now for 2 years. Matter of fact, a couple of these coaches, I think where'd he go? One of these coaches, I'll just throw out their names. He's on here, is Coach Jennings, who is Brian Jennings, who's the coach at Griffith. Jim Tucker, who is just, he's actually moving to Utah, but the last few years he's been the coach at Couts, as well as Coach Julian, who's the coach at Hammond Bishop Knoll. They've helped me because I coordinate with teams that they are playing, and then the teams that are playing bring a hat and give it to the coach. And then I would make one trip to their area and pick up five hats from one coach. You know, a couple other people helped me as well. I got to drop some names here real quick. Steve Craw, of course, if you're in the baseball scene in Indiana, you know Steve Craw. This guy has interviewed about everybody in the state of Indiana that has anything to do with baseball. He runs the Indiana RBI blog, and he's lives up in Elkhart, does a lot for the newspapers and things, as well as Chris Beecham. And he's up in Wabash. I'll tell you a quick story about him, then I'll stop dropping names here. But back in 2019, he was one of my first big trips. So as far as, you know, what you asked there, as I talk in circles on this, is, you know, you're saying, how do I attack this? How do you get it done with this many schools? Well, I'd coordinate usually a couple weeks in advance. I'd start reaching out to schools and say, hey, I'm going to be in the area at this time. You know, I even used the maps to Google to see how long it would take to get to each school. A lot of coordination. So I get up to Wabash. This is back in 2019. My first big trip is up through central Indiana, going all the way up. I coordinated with Chris, who helped out with their Twitter account. He does a lot of stuff in the baseball scene. He's works in IT, actually, with Wabash High School. I get there and we start talking. And looks at me because we hadn't met face to face yet. And I think I had a Montreal Expos hat on, old vintage Montreal Expos hat. And he goes, boy, I like that hat. He goes, you must be the hat guy. And I said, yes, I am. And this lady sitting beside him looks over at me and says, where do you put all those hats? So then I looked at Chris and said, you must be a hat collector too, because I get that question all the time. Where do you put all those hats? So I've had a lot of help. To go back to your question, you know, I've had a lot of people helping me. This year, I've had to have some people ship the hats to me, which I tried to hold off on that as much as possible. Number one, I don't want to inconvenience the school by asking them to do it that way. Number two, I want a hat and a handshake, meeting the coaches, meeting the athletic directors, things like that. So there's been, matter of fact, a lot of miles. I tried to calculate my miles and I couldn't. I think my last five trips, though, just this year, my last five trips have been 2,500 miles. So just the last five trips, which have happened in the last month and a half, that's about 500 miles per trip. So I'm easily over 5,000 miles. So it's a pretty fun hobby, I would think.
And with collecting all these hats, obviously you go to several high school baseball games a year. So how many high school baseball games have you been to this year?
Well, this year, not that many. And definitely not as many as I want to. And I tell a lot of people, now that this project's open, I can get back to going to the games. I try to coordinate picking up hats during the game, like before the game or after the game. I don't want to interrupt the coaches. But this year, because I started 2021 and I had about 200 high schools represented in the collection. So I had almost 200 more to get in 1 year. I got those first 200 in like a year and a half, 2 years. So now I had 1 year to double that. So I had to get a lot of them during the day. I averaged about 14 stops per day on my trips. I'd go to 14 schools during the day and pick them up from the school. So I've got to see about, I don't know, 10 games this year. But the previous 2 years, and this was the original goal, was to pick them up at the games, and I would see 10 a week. And once this is over, I'm definitely going to get back to that, because aside from the hats, I love seeing the games.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Dan Hardy Hill, a.k.a. Hardy the Hat Guy, after this quick timeout. This Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest, Dan Hardy Hill, also known as Hardy the Hat Guy, high school baseball hat collector. Dan, we were talking about your experiences and your travels. What have you taken away from just the scene of high school baseball in the state of Indiana?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a season worth of shows right there. But I'll give you a story. And this is about high school baseball specifically. And this is, it's kind of odd story, but hang with me and you'll see what I'm talking about. I saw two things in the last really month and a half on trips that in an odd way really kind of summarize what I like about the scene, which is the high school coaches. And here's the two things I saw. And you're going to think, what the heck do these have to do with baseball? But one of them was, it was kind of an older lady, lived in a trailer park, and she was push mowing her yard barefoot, and her yard looked immaculate. Every yard around her looked like it had never been mowed, never been taken care of. Hers was immaculate. Her surroundings didn't matter. She was barefoot, probably, you know, low income, but her yard was immaculate. And the second was an older guy, and I kid you not, it's just one of those neat things you see that make you think. So older guy, and he was edging his yard, you know, like along the sidewalk. A lot of people will edge their yard so that it gets that nice straight line along the grass right there. He was edging his yard with scissors. Now, what does that have to do with baseball? Well, I've seen the haves and the have-nots in baseball across the state. The people who have no resources whatsoever and the people that have every resource at their beck and call in high school. You know, there's coaches that have all the technology. They have indoor training facilities, nice turf fields. And then there's other schools that have literally nothing. They can barely afford a bucket of baseballs. But the coaches have equal passion. The biggest thing I've taken away from this is just the good men that these coaches are across the state. And it's reassuring because high school baseball in Indiana, and I'm sure you can say this about all high school coaches, because by and large, high school coaches of any sport, you know, they're not doing it for the money. They're not doing it for the fame. They're doing it because they're passionate about the sport, and they're doing it because they're passionate about the kids and the kids' future. And, you know, I could throw out 100 names from coaches that have nothing, and they're leading their team as just good men, let alone good baseball coaches, but good men, and giving their student athletes the best opportunity possible. And it's just something that I absolutely love about high school baseball, aside from the game itself, is that I think that high school baseball in Indiana is in good hands. And I applaud the schools. I applaud the athletic directors because it is important. You know, at the end of the day, it's just baseball, but amateur sports in general, I don't want to, you know, limit it to just baseball, but you know, if I could tip my hat, you know, I always said, if I could win the lottery, I would donate. I would make sure every high school baseball program in Indiana is fully funded because it's being led by good men. And that's really, you know, I could talk about the baseball scene in many different angles. Indiana has a rich baseball history. You know, we have a very good baseball industry in Indiana. But the one takeaway that I want to highlight the most is just these good men that are leading our young student athletes on the baseball field and off across Indiana. And I couldn't say enough on how well they're doing.
We only have a minute or two left, but quick predictions on the state tournament in each class.
Well, I'll tell you, I think the 3A tournament is the most intriguing. I think there are a lot of teams there that could take it. The 4A, you know, as I was thinking about this a little bit, going back to, you know, now we're in regionals times. When this airs, we'll know how the regionals are starting to turn out. But there's two sectionals that I want to kind of highlight that summarize that it's anybody's game leading to the Vic there in Indy for the state finals. One of them is that 4A Westfield sectional. I think it was sectional 58 up in Westfield, Indiana. You had Carmel, which was the regular season final number one in the state in 4A. You had Zionsville, who's the preseason number one, as well as the 2016 state runner-up. You had Hamilton Southeastern, the 2019 champion, Fishers, the 2018 champion, Westfield, the ranked number five in the state, and Noblesville, the 2014 champion, all in one sectional. It was Fishers that came away with it. But, you know, you look at that, then you look at a 2A sectional at Delphi. You had Seeger at 21 wins going into sectionals, one of the absolute best hitting teams in the state of Indiana. You had Lafayette Central Catholic as 26 win team, ranked number two. And then you had Delphi, the host of the sectional, at 24-6. And Delphi comes through with that. You know, I'm not knocking Delphi whatsoever. They're the number five ranked team in the state. But that's how tough and competitive it is. And if we go back to the last sectional, the 2A sectional, was probably the 2A state finals 2 years ago was absolutely the best baseball game I've ever seen in my life between Alexandria, Monroe, and Southridge. So it just goes to show, and this is why I love Indiana high school baseball, to kind of wrap it all up, is because literally when you get to that tournament, it is anybody's game. And I, you know, I would be 0-4 if I picked four winners in 1A through 4A. And that's what I love about it. Is, you know, I don't mind being wrong. I can just sit back and be a fan, and that's what I am.
Well, you're a fan. You're an ambassador for Indiana high school baseball with your great hat collection, not only high school and college. Go ahead and quickly promote your social media so everybody knows where to find you.
Well, Twitter and Facebook, it's Hardy the Hat Guy. I also have a YouTube channel, Hardy the Hat Guy. I put out a show once a year called The Top Stories in Baseball Across Indiana. I also, every summer, I try to do one project. Last year, I did a project on non-coaching careers in baseball. This year, I'm going to be doing some documentary-style videos on American Legion baseball and some other things. So it's all under, if you look up Hardy the Hat Guy on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, you'll find me. And I'll just say, you know, as we close up here, I'm a fan of you, Nick, and all the media organizations across the state. There's not a lot of money in the media side of baseball. So I am a big supporter of anybody that does what you do. You know, I'm not a business, I'm not a sponsorship, but I am a fan, not only of high school baseball, but the people that promote it, like yourself across the state, as well as the businesses who are sponsoring people like you. So I'm a big fan of them as well.
Well, Dan, I thank you very much for joining me. Congratulations on your project, and we will definitely do this again soon. Thanks again.
Hey, I appreciate it. And baseball is alive in Indiana.
My thanks to Dan Hardy Hill for being my guest this week. Check him out on social media at Hardy the Hat Guy. IU baseball missed the NCAA tournament with a 26-18 record. The state of Indiana is still represented with Indiana State and Notre Dame in the field. Indiana State is in the regional at Vanderbilt and also has Edgewood grad Joe Keto on the team. Notre Dame hosting the regional in South Bend. Also, Bloomington South grad Jacob Young plays for Dallas Baptist. They are in the Fort Worth Regional. In track and field, 8 athletes will represent Indiana University in the NCAA track and field team ships in Eugene, Oregon, that June 9th through the 12th. Kelsey Harris, Kyla Dawson, Maddie Pollard, Leah Moran, Anna Watson, Parker Raymond, Ben Veach, and Nathan Stone will all compete this coming week in Eugene, Oregon. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.